Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. God allows nothing to separate us from his love. That's found in Romans chapter 8, verse 38 through and 39. Nothing can separate us from his love. I don't know why he loves me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. So glad he did. Now, we all know that we're approaching, what, Labor Day. Yeah, Labor Day. Well, tonight, we want to just take a little moment, take a little time to talk about labor of love. Love. The labor that we put in love. Are we putting any labor in that? Yeah. Are we putting a little labor in love? Do we ever stop and think of the real reason behind what we do? The things that really motivate us to move. Is it our relationship with Jesus? Or could it be some other reason? Or could it be a combination? Jesus and some other things. What motivates us? We would have to really seek deep down in our spirit to find the answer many times. What motivates? What causes you to move? What causes you to have that get up and go? What causes that? We know Labor Day is this Monday. The word labor simply means to work. To work hard. Hard work. That's what labor is. And love means a deep affection. A deep affection towards something. Deep. A delight in doing whatever it is. So today we want to put the two together and call it labor of love. Labor of love. Think about that. This is where we're going to go. Labor for free without expecting to be paid. I can just hear you. Labor, work, not with our hands out, work, because it's a labor of love. Yeah, so do I have your attention on that one? No money is involved in the labor of love. Labor without pay. The rewards are unbelievable. Only through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can we find peace and joy through labor of love. Yeah, think about that. Yeah. No, I'm not saying don't get paid ever. I'm not saying that. I'm only talking about at some point, at some time in your life, there's nothing wrong with an act of laboring through love. This is what we want to talk about today. Labor. Laboring in love. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. States here, it says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, remembering, so where is your faith? What do you really believe in? Trusting man or trusting God? Trusting God or trusting man? Looking at love as a labor of some kind, a feeling of goodness, a feeling of kindness, a feeling of joy, and tremendous amount of peace. Glory be to God. Oh, peace. And we see very few have that today. Very few. Oh, can't forget about patience of hope. We have hope in Jesus. And as we patiently, as we wait, we don't always wait patiently. Let's be honest. Let's be truthful with ourselves. We don't always wait patiently. We may be in a waiting game. We may be in a waiting stall. We may be in a spot where we have to wait. And sometimes we're forced to be in that location. We're not there because we just decided this is what I need to do, but we had to be forced to wait. Think about that. Mm-hmm. So are we being patient while we're doing this? And really, what are we doing while we're waiting? There's so much to do in waiting. We miss it all the time. We miss it. Mm-hmm. I know that I am human, just as you are. And sometimes I wait. The wait becomes overwhelming. The wait. Yeah. Think about it. It becomes overwhelming. You become kind of anxious. You're in a hurry. In the wait. But look at here. God is saying, through the wait, you will find his goodness and mercy. They will all shine through the wait. Think about that. So Jesus is saying, I have overcome. I have overcome. If I have overcome the world, you can do the same thing. John 16:33, Jesus reminds us. I didn't say he tells us because we already know that. So he has to remind us. The trouble, it will come. We're going to experience trouble. We're going to experience trials. We're going to experience tribulation. We will experience these things that we see today. But he says for us to be of good cheer. Because he has overcome. And he's saying that if I have overcome, you can do it too. You, me, we all can do it. If Jesus says we can, we can. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So often we hear saints complaining, talking about this. They got to complain about. Be of good cheer. Even in the complaining moments, even in the devastation, knowing that he has overcome. And that he has given you, he has given me, he has given us the ability to overcome. Yes. It may seem like the world has stopped at that moment. But remember, it's only a moment. And we know that time is not, our time is not the same time It's Jesus' time is. Remember that. A moment for us seem like years. But a moment for him could actually be a second. Think about that. Yeah. So we have to remember who we are. And many times this is why he sends somebody to us. He sends someone. All of a sudden someone will appear at your door, call you on the phone, and start telling you things that you have to think about later on and realize they're right. They're right what they said. That's what you should do. Why? Because Jesus will send. The Holy Spirit is going to come and it's going to show up to remind us that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Glory be to God. Remember, Jesus went to the cross not because of a payment. Think about that. Not because of money. Not because of rubies. Not because of diamonds. That's not why he went. But he went because of the love that he has for us, for you, for me, for all of us. His love, the agape love that supersedes anything that we can ever imagine. We had no way to pay. We could not pay him for what he has done. We could not pay. This was a debt. We owed this debt. But we had no money. We had nothing that could equal up. Glory be to God. But the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are you listening to what I'm saying to you? Labor of love. This is what we're talking about. This is truly an act of labor of love. Not looking for anything in return. Glory be to God. Ephesians 2 and 10 tells us, for we are his workmanship created in Christ. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. We're going to be doing some serious walking. Listen to this. What is workmanship? Workmanship, a creation of love. To workmanship requires time, requires patience, and above all, love of what you are doing. Workmanship. Effort. Effort is put in workmanship. Yes, think about it. Not worrying about what I will get back. Who's going to repay me? Think about the man who was on the side of the road, who had been cast aside, who had been beaten up, and when he came and he saw this man down there, what he did, how he looked for someone who could he could bring him to where they could take care of him. And he didn't ask for a penny. He didn't say, I'm going to leave him with you, and then I'm going to come back, or if you know anybody who could help you pay the bill or pay whatever it is, call them up and see if they could come and help you and give you some money to take care of. They didn't do that. He went in his own pocket. Yes. A labor of love. When I'm not looking for anything in return, a labor of love. When I'm not thinking about myself, a labor of love. I'm thinking all about you. I'm thinking about all I could do for you. A labor of love. Think about that. a masterpiece, was designed through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through our Father, through the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They created the masterpiece. It was workmanship. It was us. It was you. It was me. They took time to breathe life into our bodies, and we became living souls. Are you listening to what I'm saying? We will walk in the spirit of creation, in the spirit of love every day. Love, loving one another, smiling at one another, showing stewardship one another. Oh, I'm not going to even go into what is stewardship. Yeah, but I care about you. I'm coming over here to check on you and make sure you're okay. Yeah, steward. Steward. This is what we are. We're supposed to be stewards over those who are less fortunate. Stewards over the elderly. Stewards, are you listening to what I'm saying? In the community. We who are in Christ, we have something to be doing. We have a job. We have a calling. And we need to move. 1 Corinthians 16 and 14 tells us, and over all these virtues, put on love. Glory be to God. Put it on. Yeah. Which binds them all together in perfect unity. Think about that. Put it on. Put it on. Virtue. What is virtue? What is that? High standards, goodness, excellent quality, something that supersedes the normal, virtue. Listen to this. In this particular passage, we notice it says, and over all these virtues, put on love, which what binds? What does bind mean? Something is going to bind something together. So it's really telling us that something is going to group it. It's going to be grouped together. It's going to be sewed together. It's going to be stitched together. It's going to be attached. Yeah, attached together. So that means it will hold. It's a holding method. And we use it in many ways. We use the glue and we use mud. And even in cooking, we use eggs and we use cheese. These are things that we use to hold things together. And flour. Okay, forget flour. We use these methods to hold things together. But here in this particular passage, 1 Corinthians 16 and 14, love is going to hold it together. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Love is going to do the trick. Love is going to be the icing. Love is going to be the foundation. Come on now. Love is going to be on both sides. Love is going to be in between. Did you hear me? Yes. The scripture talks about love. That we should be using, that it should be very plentiful. Should be plentiful. When you see me, I look like love. I may not always be feeling like it. Listen to what I'm saying. But my outer man is going to show that I am loved. I got some love here, and I'm willing to share it. I'm willing to give it out. Yeah. And when I keep allowing the outer man to give it out, to put it on exhibit, the inner man, it begins to work and comes into agreement as well. Did you hear what I said? He becomes into agreement. And it all begins to mix in there, and it begins to mix, and it begins to bind, and then it will begin to stick, and it become like glue, and it all stays together. That's what love can do. Mm-hmm. That's what love can do. Yeah. So here we see in the scriptures talking to us about love, holy, and having the power. So when people forsake you, when you feel like you're cast aside, when you, I'm not going to say when you think, but when you know you've been talked about, love can hold you together. Did you hear what I said? Love. You know, last week I was talking about loving yourself. You know, you have to love you in order to love others. Yes, think about that. Love is so important. Hebrews 6 and 10 reminds us, I'm almost finished, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of what? Of love, which ye have showed towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do ministers. Who am I talking to here? Who is being spoken to in this particular verse? God is not unrighteous. See, an unrighteous person is going to forget all about you. I will smile in your face right now, and within a second, I don't know who you are. I don't know your name. A frown has appeared just that quick. Yeah, we see that a lot. But this verse is telling us God is not unrighteous that he will forget any of your labor, especially your labor of love. Mm-hmm. And he's talking to those who are in leadership, those who are ministering, those who are teachers, those who are evangelists, those who are just in the body of Christ. Don't think for a moment you are forgotten. God has not forgotten. He know your name. He know your address. And the very hairs that you have on your head, hallelujah. He knows just how many they are. Whether you dyed them, whether you braided them, whether you straightened it, whether you added some, he knows. Yes. He knows all about you. Mm-hmm. Sometime, some moments, we feel that God is not present, that Jesus has forgotten all about me. These are thoughts that the enemy will come and plague on the believer in Christ. When these thoughts come to you, praise God. Hold your hand up. Hold your hand up too. Knowing that you are somebody that the enemy will take time to come and try. Did you hear me? I said try to discourage you. Try to disarm you. Mm-hmm. Try to win battle over you. He knows who you are. The question is, do you know who you are? We have to know who we are in Christ Jesus. We have to know that we are special in his sight. Listen, the scripture says God is not unrighteous to forget. He's not going to forget your works. He's not going to forget your labor of love. He sees it. And he knows everything. He knows all your effort that you put, the time that you pray, and you believe with this sister, you believe with this brother, or you take time to teach. He knows. And he's talking to the ministers, the teachers, the evangelists, the preachers. Mm-hmm. All of those who are in the body of Christ. The true believers, that's who I'm talking about, the true believers now. Mm-hmm. Because you are the ones who are talking. What I just said, Sunday, you are the go ye therefore group. You are the go ye therefore group. Yeah. We have been called to go. Mm-hmm. That's the commission. We have been commissioned to go, ye therefore, to teach, to preach, and to baptize. Glory be to God. But better yet, we have been called to live a life, hallelujah, that is pleasing to God. We may not have to open up our mouths, but men will see that there is something special. There's something different in us by the way we walk, by the smile on our face. Mm-hmm. Just looking at us. They will know that we have been in his presence. Glory be to God. That there's something different. There's something special about us. Yes. Something special. Something different. Something unique about us. That they would desire to want to have it. That they would desire to want to make Jesus famous with you. That's our job. Making Jesus famous. Making him famous where people will know who he is. You are the saints. You are the believers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's time to get on the horse and mount up. And ride, ride, and let them see who your Savior is. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you for this day, thanking you for the opportunity you have given us. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You kept us and you never left us. Thank you. We are just grateful, God, for everything that you're doing in our life. And we just say hallelujah, hallelujah to the risen Savior, Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen, amen, and amen. We look forward to having you back here with us again on Friday. And tomorrow morning, yes, tomorrow morning, God's favorite ministry. This is the first Saturday. Yeah, this is the time when we get together and we fellowship one another. So just take time out of your schedule, whatever your schedule is, just come in and listen. And hear what the Lord has to say. And be blessed. Yeah. You can be blessed. Just listening. You can be blessed. Mm-hmm. That's tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. The same number. Just dial in and hear what God has to say to us. There's a lot of singing, testimonies, glory be to God, and definitely prayers. Prayers are going up for the community, for our children, for our families. Yes. It's on tomorrow morning. And remember, Jesus loves you. and so do I.